Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're going to hear from Jacob Rumbiak, who is the Foreign Minister for Trade and Foreign Affairs for the Republic of West Papua. In 2015, June, the Melanesian Spearhead Group had admitted West Papua into the Spearhead Group. And this is because they have been working extremely hard to be included politically into a process in the West Papuan area. So a question to Jacob is that, how did you campaign to become part of the Melanesian Spearhead Group, and why did you do that? I wonder if you could explain that, Jake.
Our founding movement, they already put it, the idea for independence since 1936. And when that was 1960, we came with the first Congress in West Papua. They elect the parliament came with the embryo of an independent country. They set up a national anthem, our flag, Morningstar flag, and our symbol of the country. And the movement is going for a long time. Since UN involved or global policy in 1960s, because the Cold War, it influenced two superpower, America and Russian, to transfer West Papua to Indonesia. So we lose when they call Act of Rejoice 1969. It's not real.
So they're caught between the two superpowers.
Yeah, that's so those decision made is not Papua.
Mm.
But that's two superpower. They put pressure to the Dutch to transfer West Papua to Indonesia without following or fulfill the principle of the United Nations.
So it was part of an agreement? I mean, what are the reasons?
That's agreement. They came with the New York Agreement in 1962. And by that agreement, they transferred West Papua to Indonesia 1st of May 1963. And then West Papua keep under Indonesia for 6 years.
Mm.
Normally, principle of UN, West Papua should under the UN direct, not under Indonesia or Dutch, because both of them is a problem. They fight for West Papua, part of them. So that's a mistake did by global, policy. So at the time, we didn't know that we already controlled by global power. So we struggled for 50 years for nothing. We wait those help us like Dutch. We look East Timor, they get independent because Portuguese direct involved in
helping them.
Yeah. But we West Papua, no, because Indonesia always blamed that Dutch is long colonized of Indonesia, 350 years. So they have like a moral guilty. So Dutch can't do something to Papua.
And the Dutch didn't help them?
No,
Papuans.
Not at all. So we thought that only we can going for the right way, we must come with our real and clear identity.
Yes.
And then by clear identity, we can help by promise to give independence to all nations in the world based on international principle.
Yes.
Can guarantee, based on Indonesian constitution, guarantee that independence is the right of all nations. Mm-hmm. We West Papua is Melanesian, not Indonesian or Malay. That's why we came with an agreement after our former leader became, and then they failed because a big internal fight. And 2013, when we already enrolled in MEC, but the MEC leader still look, that's West Papua not yet united.
So tell us more about the Melanesian Spearhead Group. Who
yes,
is in it?
That's why since 2014, July, MEC leader, Melanesian Spearhead Group leader, the member of MEC is Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Solomon, Vanuatu, and Kanak from New Caledonia.
That's four nations.
Four nations. They calling West Papua to unite. So we have a three main political movement. It's a West Papua National Coalition for Liberation. Second is a Parliament of National of West Papua. And number third is a Federal Republic of West Papua coming from. At the time, the leader of MSC calling for West Papua to unite. So Papua Vanuatu government, churches and tribe council, and also PCC, Pacific Conference Churches, they facilitate three main political movement inside West Papua to come with a resolution on 6th of December 2014. We signed agreement, so we came with the consultation body we call United Liberation Movement for West Papua. So this body now take responsible to run international lobbying, work with our council leader based inside. Council and executive, both of them is decision makers. Also, they put national agenda, local agenda, and international agenda. I myself, I'm foreign affairs of Federal Republic of West Papua, but also I'm one of executive officials of United Liberation Movement for West Papua. Mm-hmm. So now we come to international level, we only use this body, United Liberation Movement for West Papua. After we sign agreement and we enroll to MSC Secretariat in Port Vila on February 2015. 5 months later, we recognized as an observer status. So that's one very important point is that we already in. We so recognized by MSC, so we have status there.
So it's a big step, isn't it?
Yes. We should understand that, say, MSC, they are also a member of United Nations. Mm-hmm. So automatically we have support by legal citizen country member of UN. It's not enough there because we West Papua agenda and our struggle is for set up nation state. So for
that
going...
You want complete independence?
Yes.
Yes.
So to going... at the way to get the aim, of course, we should follow or we should fulfill requirement of established nation state country based on principle of UN. It means we should have support from our side, supra-regional MSC, and it's going to regional Pacific. Just 2 months ago, 15th of July this year, our status full member is only postponed, but that's a technical process because Indonesia work hard to influence maybe one or two of official of Secretary General of MSC member to change the redaction of constitution when MSC was born in 1988. So they make sure they bring back the redaction to original constitution. So we hope that next month we will become full member. But good news is after our status postponed to September, Excellency Prime Minister of Solomon, Mr. Sogafare, he's used his status as a chairman of MSC until next year. And he just got position as a chairman of Pacific Island Development Forum for 1 year. So he set up we call Pacific Coalition. Melanesian country work close with the Polynesian and Micronesian country. And I hope that 27th of this month they will come with a draft resolution in Hawaii to prepare the document to West Papua gets support by Pacific Island Forum in the Marshall Island between 7 to 9 of September. And from there, they will organize big conference in New York before UN Assembly Council meeting in New York. So coalition, Pacific Coalition can work hard to how they can also get support from Africa, Caribbean. And now they're still ongoing to lobbying Europe.
Really. So you've got a few steps yet to go through. Once the your position within the MSG has been confirmed, you're going to try and get into the Pacific group as well.
Yes.
And then there's another step from there is
it's to Africa, Caribbean.
Afro-Caribbean
and Pacific. They call ACP.
Yep.
This May and early of June, we will try to push the case when ACP meeting in Port Moresby. Mm-hmm. But because draft resolution is didn't prepare in Geneva, Brussels on this February, so I hope that they already prepare end of July in Brussels. So Africa, Caribbean, Pacific, they will come with one resolution with the Europe Union around early or middle of October. But the event now very important to us, West Papua now, is how we can get a full member in early of next month. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, given that Indonesia still claims West Papua to its to be its territory, has there been any reaction from Indonesia to the processes that are unfolding that's you becoming a member of the MSG? Have they said anything?
Oh, yes. They work very hard with we call money politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because only for influence Papua New Guinea and Fiji, because all these two countries until now still controlled by Jakarta.
Oh, yes.
So when I'm not wrong, before we West Papua have observer status, they try to use money. Document we got from inside is around $3 billion US dollar. So they took money from five provinces they call Melanesian people in five provinces. So they call West Papua, Papua, also Maluku, North Maluku, and Flores. They work hard to influence Fiji and Papua New Guinea by bribe them. And it's very tough, but we're very lucky because in last minute, Prime Minister Gafare, also his friend from Vanuatu and Kanak, was staying strong to support West Papua, so they influenced Papua New Guinea and Fiji to compromise. This time, is we nearly lose... last month, Prime Minister Sogafare is very angry, and he called for they should back to a first constitution because MSC was born based on this constitution to support all Melanesian territory under colonial to get independent by self-determination, and that should going by decolonization. Yes, we West Papua nearly failed this July because our Indonesian worked hard to influence some of official of member of secretariat of MSG, and they changed redaction of a constitution of MSG when MSG was born in Goroka on March 1988. MSG was born to and become pledged to support the territory and the people of Melanesia still under colonial to get independent by UN principle. So this reduction, they changed it to mention that only full member of MSC is an independent country. So when MEC leader, they're going to follow this new redaction, and it's opposed with principle of MEC was born. So Prime Minister Sogafare, as a chairman, he calling for the meeting will be in Vanuatu after legal aid of MEC should change the redaction infiltrate to destroy it, principle of was born of MEC. So we believe that West Papuan full member only postponed. Based on this information, we believe that only that's a technical process, but based on administration, we West Papua in.
You were saying something with the FNKS before.
Yes. MEC was born because MEC leader thinking that they should stand for support FLNKS. That's why when they follow the new reduction mentioned that full member of MEC is an independent country, and then it will also betray FLNKS. So at the time they set up MEC to support FLNKS from Kanak. So when it can going for support Kanak, why not about West Papua? That's why they changed it so that West Papua and Kanak together to be part of a full member of MEC. MEC leader now, they prepare all agenda, that's infrastructure and all thing to a Kanak referendum in March 2018.
Okay. Yeah. So given that the Indonesians are very against West Papua getting independence, do you expect any violence from them?
We West Papua already violated by Indonesia for a long time. Mm. We lose nearly 1 million people. Mm. Killed, in prison, disappeared, tortured, raped. Mm. Our house fire, our garden, our our resources also keep controlled by them. Mm. So, of course, all illegal way they use for how create fear to Papuan, but I think it can make Papuans people they scared. Mm. Because when we start struggle in 1965 with the military arms, until we just changed 2014 in diplomatic way. So by this diplomatic and people power, we look that they already lose. They try to create, they call militia like East Timor, but difficult because we have a strong social control inside based on our custom, work close with the religion, also with the close with the women, close with the academics, children, grassroots youth, and also pro-democracy of Indonesia. So we're lucky because take long, since reformation in Indonesia 1999 and East Timor got time for referendum, we West Papua learned by how Indonesian create militia in East Timor, and they killed each other. Around 200,000 must move to Indonesia side. So based on that experience, bad experience in East Timor, I used to talk with other leader inside to keep strong our social control. Mm. Also, we lucky because now those involved is all young student movement. They're very educated. So like we have in Java is around 20,000 student movement there. Java, Bali, Sulawesi, we have around 16,000, north and south, and all in Papua is in a private university, but we have a two state university, and work closely with all grassroots. So inside all three main political movement, Federal Republic of West Papua, West Papua National Coalition for Liberation, National Parliament of West Papua, these three main groups, they have affiliate with people power, student movement, youth, women, religion, NGOs from Indonesia, pro-democracy from Indonesia. And also we have a link outside in Europe, in America, in Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, Africa. So it's going very, very well.
IPAN is inviting you to attend its anti-war conference and join the Close Pine Gap protests from the 26th of September to the 2nd of October in Alice Springs. Pine Gap facilitates US war activities, international espionage, and their killer drone program. It's time to stop the drift to war and free Australia from US military bases. For more information on the IPAN conference, go to ipan.org.au, and for protest details, see closepinegap.org. IPAN is a 3CR supporter.
If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR at 5:05 on your AM dial. I'm Lalitha Chelaya, the host for this program this Saturday. This interview is with Mr. Jacob Rumbiak, who is a foreign minister and a trade minister for the West Papuan government. So we shall continue with the interview.
Very well organized.
Very well organized. That's why I think MEC leader, they're proud. They look the first time how the movement work very, very, very well. Because we not only control our people, but we also try to protect Indonesian civilian people in West Papua. Because independence of West Papua is not for West Papua, but to protect those who want to stay there.
Of course.
And we also have a priority agenda, middle, short, and long-term agenda. They have a priority in each agenda. We hope that we will going for, but very important is the movement will become reality.
But you're going very well at the moment.
We understand that it can going well when three actors, they work very harmonious. People inside West Papua must organize themselves, work closely with democratic people from Indonesia, but also West Papua Democratic supporter in Indonesia work close with the international support. So we look at three elements, they work very close. And now the leadership is take control by United Liberation Movement for West Papua.
So you're very well organized with all the leadership everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
And three of them also backup by, we call, teamwork inside from three groups. So these three groups, they work with grassroots people, of course, from religion, from women, from
students,
customers, children, all. And also they collect data. So other link with the media, other link with people, other link with organized people power.
One question I was going to ask you is, how has the response from the Australian government been?
Until now, what I hear from Julia Bishop, she and the government still recognize West Papua as part of Indonesia.
So but, they're not budging on that question.
Yes, but I also want to, they should not repeat something they did wrong to East Timor.
Yes.
Because we West Papua, I say we are victim of Australia, New Zealand, and because these America allies, they sacrifice West Papua to protect Asia Pacific from communism.
Yes.
So I hope this government, when they want to look future of Indonesia, they should look future of West Papua, because this benefit for West Papua and Indonesia. I want to give a message to Canberra that they help East Timor only in last time, but whose hero is not government. The people push pressure to the government. And then later, East Timor, they lose their oil. But we West Papua, we have lots of oil and gas. We have gold and copper, giant copper and gold on the world. We can guarantee future when we want to look economy and trade in Pacific, West Papua will be rich.
You'll be very independent economically, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And strong. So that's not a problem for you.
No problem. And then, of course, I believe that when we West Papua independent, we will stand to support Australia and New Zealand, especially for solving, you know, international problem is a refugee. We are a rich country. So our future is very clear. Our priorities are education, health, food. Of course, we have our natural resources are very rich.
And your environment.
Our environment. And,
it's got a unique environment.
Unique.
Yeah.
So, of course, we will stand together to back up future Australia and New Zealand. So what we need is, please, government also understand that we are victim of Australia and New Zealand, and that's part of America allies, only for protect answers. That's already real. That's in history.
Now, lastly, how can people who are listening to this interview help your country?
In the office, we have a brochure for distribute to those. And second is also, I believe that other newspaper also want to expose what office what want to doing, but I look that's a big pressure from Jakarta to always, you know, remind Canberra to not allow other, you know, media to campaign or explain about what we need. West Papua, we have an office in Dockland. That's office of Federal Republic of West Papua, but also it's operate agenda of United Liberation Movement for West Papua. And I hope that when some people want to help, make Jakarta still want to go and find a way. But the special autonomy already failed. And Jakarta also always said that they want to meet with who's West Papua leader, and who's the organization. But today I want to tell that we have United Liberation Movement for West Papua, recognized by Pacific leader, also recognized by Africa and Caribbean. The supporter, those who want to support, please help. Something very important is how we look future, not for independent West Papua. I always said independent is small. To come with our brilliant idea to involve in process, to get our vision and mission is to look after the world peace and justice. So I believe that when we West Papua independent, positive impact will come for Australia, Pacific, West Papua, but also Indonesia can get benefit. Because we look future is not for West Papua, but future also for Indonesia.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikha. That's a great interview.